Hello, friends. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. I'm Campbell, and today we are talking about our emotions. You know, emotions can be very tricky, and it's not always easy to know how to deal with your emotions. And it seems like there are different standards for how men and women should deal with their emotions. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But before we get into our article, I would like to introduce our panelists for today. We have a very handsome gentleman to my left. Albert, how are you today?
Thank you, Campbell. I am good, and I don't know if I want to be talking about my emotions.
Yeah, Albert, I think it's time for you to open up and share.
Okay.
We have some tissues there if you need.
Okay.
All right, and we have two lovely ladies here as well. How are you, Selena?
I'm very good, thank you.
Are you ready to talk about your emotions?
Yes, I am.
All right, you're going to need to be open and emote and share
very
with
excited.
Us your heart. All right, and we have Selena's younger sister here too, Joy. Hello.
Hey.
Are you good at sharing your emotions?
No. Not really.
Are you an emotional person?
Yes, very.
Yes, because you are kind of an artist. I know you sing, and sometimes, you know, singers and artists, they're very emotional beings, right?
Yeah, but mostly it's just, I could cry in any movie.
She does cry in a lot of movies.
Yes. Do you cry, Albert?
I do not, but I wish I did cry more often.
You know, a lot of guys don't cry. They feel like it's kind of embarrassing for them to cry, right? But, I mean, I cry. I cry a lot. I mean, not a lot, but, you know, I think things get to me. And I remember when I had to go to the Army for 12 days. The first day I get
12 days.
Yeah, for 12 days. I know. That's a whole other story.
12 days.
But
the first day,
it was like summer camp, though.
Yeah.
The first day I was in the Army, they wouldn't let us call home, you know, because they were too busy checking us in and all that. So the next day is like day two, and finally went through like two whole days of being in the Army, and I called home, and I was like, I miss you guys so much. On the phone, and everybody's like looking at me like, why? You know, this is like 34-year-old guy, and they're all like 18, 19, 34-year-old guy, like on the phone, like bawling and sobbing. And yeah. So, all that to say, I'm okay with my emotions. I think emotions are good. I think we just need to learn how to, you know, deal with them and express them in a healthy way, right?
Right.
All right. So, over the next 2 days, we will be studying our psychology article for this month. Our article is on page 14. The title is Communication Methods That Work. So, we want to help you to learn how to communicate, how to share your emotions and your feelings in a healthy way, all right? In a way that would build up your relationships and not tear them down. And today, more specifically, we're talking about men and their emotions, all right? And in society, most of the time, we do not encourage boys and men to express or to feel emotions. We just tell them to toughen up. But is that really the best way to deal with emotions? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. So let's get started. Our article is on page 14. Please do join us at the top of the page.
Communication methods that work. Discover productive and healthy ways to express your feelings and frustrations. Person to person. Men should discuss their emotions. Do you discourage your 7-year-old son from crying when he's hurt? Or do you ignore the emotions of your teenage son who's agonizing over a breakup with a girlfriend? It can be tempting to tell any male, whether young or old, that emotional outbursts are unacceptable. Throughout the ages, men are told to toughen up and put a lid on their pain. The bad part of telling men and boys to stop feeling their true emotions is that they cannot access appropriate emotions when they need to. I find that I can feel extreme anger and sometimes I feel like bawling like a baby, says a 50-year-old man we'll call Brandon. My dad lectured me on toughness any time I got hurt as a little boy. I had to stuff my feelings into a little box. And every time I need to feel something now, I feel sick and out of control.
So once again, the title of our lesson for these 2 days is Communication Methods That Work. Discover productive and healthy ways to express your feelings and frustrations. We all have feelings, we all have emotions, but how do we deal with them? And what is the best way to express them? And we have this word frustration here. Selena, what is a frustration?
Well, frustration is sometimes you feel that you can't do something or something's bottled up within you and you can't do anything about it. You feel that...
You feel kind of stuck. Right?
Yeah,
that's kind of
exactly.
How you feel right now trying to describe
frustration. Yes, I was frustrated just now trying to describe frustration, yes.
Yeah, I think we all have frustrations from time to time. We try to do something, but we're not able to accomplish what we're trying to do, or we're not able to express what we want to express, and that creates this sense of frustration, the sense of anger in us. And how do we deal with that? And as I said earlier, today we are talking more specifically about men. And it says that men should discuss their emotions. How do you feel about that, Albert? Do you think men should discuss their emotions?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If anything, I may be overgeneralizing here, but men in general should talk even more about their emotions, especially as they get older, because
mm-hmm.
I feel like they go through a period of being, you know, the cool person, the man's man, you know,
right.
Tough.
Yeah.
We don't share our emotions.
Right. But society as a whole, though, does not encourage, well, at least in the Western, and I think sometimes a little bit in the Chinese culture as well, we're not encouraged to express our emotions or to even acknowledge our emotions, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, in the opening paragraph, we have, you know, a kid crying. And I remember one day I heard or someone told me this. It's like, you cry not because you're weak, but because you're strong enough to care.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, well, yeah, that is a really good way to look at it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people do look at crying or feeling your emotions as kind of weak. Right?
Yeah.
And somehow, you know, girls are, it's okay for girls to cry, but for boys mm-hmm. to cry, it's kind of, you know, what are you, a baby? You know, and I don't actually remember anyone mm-hmm. ever telling me not to cry or not to feel. Mm-hmm. I do know that growing up, because I am more emotional just by nature, I am an actor, so I feel my emotions very... You know, my emotions are very real to me. You know, I did feel like maybe as being more emotional that I was somehow less of a man, you know.
And you hear the phrase a lot, be a man.
That's
like
right.
When you're crying or like even if a kid falls and trips and he starts bleeding and
mm-hmm.
friends are like, be a man, like toughen up, don't cry.
Right.
You're so brave, stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they often say just like, oh, rub some dirt on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like
right, right, yeah. And I think, you know, it took a long time for me to realize that the fact that I was okay with my emotions and that I was comfortable expressing my emotions, that was actually a strength and not a weakness.
Right. I think touching back on what you said earlier, how like no one really specifically and directly told you not to cry.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of felt like it was led by example. Like I saw it in my dad. You mm-hmm. know, he was very stoic.
Right.
He didn't share his
mm-hmm.
feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in movies or TV shows, you know, you see how people act, specifically males.
Right.
And I kind of picked it up indirectly along the way. It's like,
mm-hmm.
oh, this is how a guy should act.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but I know from a lot of, you know, women friends that I have and from my wife that they actually appreciate being able to connect with a man or their husband or their boyfriend on that emotional level. I think a lot of women, I mean, you guys are young, but I think you can appreciate this, right? If you can connect with your brother, your father on that emotional level, I think
mm-hmm.
is something that helps you.
It brings the relationship closer, having an emotional bond.
Yes, definitely. So here we talked about, like Albert was saying, we talk about a 7-year-old son crying when he's hurt or ignoring the emotions of your teenage son who's agonizing over a breakup with a girlfriend. Have you guys ever agonized over something? Maybe not a breakup. I don't think you guys have ever had boyfriends, right?
Oh,
no.
They're not going to not gonna say it on there.
Their parents are listening.
Uh-oh.
Didn't know we were going there.
Professional.
All right, so have you guys ever agonized over anything?
Well, I think I've agonized over embarrassing things I've done before.
Uh-huh.
Or just if someone hurt me personally, mm-hmm. I would agonize over that.
Right. What about you, Albert?
Oh, definitely over relationships that have ended.
Uh-huh.
And agonizing is when you agonize over something, you spend time worrying or trying to make a decision about it.
Right.
Let's see, after a breakup, I would lock myself in my room and listen to really emotional music and eat ice cream.
Oh,
why?
Just like that.
The best way.
Yeah.
With some chocolate ice cream on the
Yeah,
top.
See? We have a very emotional guy here.
But it's in private. Not in public.
Yeah. All right, so it says in our article that it can be tempting to tell any male, whether young or old, that emotional outbursts are unacceptable. And this is, you know, for the most part true in a lot of society, that we tell men and young boys that they should not express their emotions, right?
Yeah.
But this often leads to unhealthy outbursts, right? In the news, we've heard a lot of negative news lately about people shooting people and people doing very, very evil things because they have pent up anger. They have these emotions that they weren't allowed to express, and it came out in a very, very unhealthy way. And it seems that this is even more prevalent nowadays. And I think that's why this article is so important, that we know how to allow people to express their emotions in a healthy way. Because if we don't, and we tell them to, as we say in this article, to put a lid on that pain, a lot of times it kind of explodes and comes out in a very unhealthy way.
Right, and when you put a lid on something, it means to contain or stop something from happening or increasing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, I feel like it should be known or it should be taught that, hey, it's okay to feel things, because, you know, that's how we are. We're human, mm-hmm. we feel things, and how you act is really important, how you react to something
right.
as well.
Yeah. And I think being human, part of being human is having emotions, right?
Mm.
Yep. Emotions themselves are not bad.
No.
It's how we deal with the emotions mm-hmm. that end up being good or bad, right? So feeling anger, feeling hurt, feeling sadness, feeling happiness, right? Feeling joy. These are things that make life interesting, and this is what makes life worth living in some ways, you know? But how do you deal with these emotions?
Right. Right, and if you don't mind me expanding, I feel like you really hit on a good point, which is life is messy,
uh-huh.
but it's beautiful, and, you know, just live through it. It's going to be good and bad.
Right. So in the article, it says the bad part of telling men and boys to stop feeling their true emotions is that they cannot access appropriate emotions when they need to. So in a way, it's kind of like you tell them not to feel, and so they start getting numb.
Mm-hmm.
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 And then when they really do need to feel something, they don't know how to feel, or they don't know what to do with the feelings.
Because it's kind of like a lesson. You learn how to walk. You learn how to do many different skills mm-hmm. that you have to use in your daily life. Mm-hmm. And expressing your emotions is one of them. If you never learned how to express it or how to healthily deal with it,
right.
you won't know how to access the appropriate emotions when things happen and when you need to express them.
Mm-hmm. As girls, were you ever told not to cry or not to feel?
No.
No.
It's generally, well, in society, it's generally acceptable for females to feel mm-hmm. and be all emotional
mm-hmm.
and stuff, so.
Right, yeah.
It's never been an issue, I don't think so.
What about with your brother? Do you feel like he was ever shamed for feeling? I feel like he wasn't, you know. What I know of him, I feel like he's very comfortable expressing himself and his emotions.
Yeah, I think so, but I feel like at the same time, he doesn't show his emotions at the same time, mm-hmm. you know, especially maybe sadness, like, anger or crying, you know, that kind of stuff. I feel like he's not very expressive that way either. So
maybe you can contact him.
Maybe
he's bottling something up or putting
maybe I'll just make him watch a bunch of sad movies.
Or, even better, send him this show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. All right, so we hear from a 50-year-old gentleman that we'll call Brandon. That means that it's not his real name, but for the sake of this article, we're going to call him Brandon. What does this 50-year-old man, Brandon, say?
That he finds he could feel extreme anger, and sometimes he wants to bawl like a baby, and bawling basically means to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Unrestrained.
Right. So that kind of bawling, right? So he really wants to express his emotions, but he doesn't. Why not?
Well, his dad lectured him once while he was crying that he needs to be tough, and this was when he was only a little boy, so you see how now he feels sick and out of control when he has these emotions.
Mm-hmm. So he never learned how to deal with his emotions in a healthy way.
Right. I mean, like, you know, when you're young, your dad is your role to you. He's your hero, and he supports you. And when he says, when he tells you something, you usually listen to him, and he's never really gotten away from that. Like, how do I react to this?
Right.
Well, I'm not going to cry.
Right. Yeah. You don't feel, right? Just shut it off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have an idiom here to stuff his feelings or stuff my feelings into a little box. So it's, again, the idea of putting a lid on something to kind of hide it away. We also say put it in a bottle or to bottle it up.
Ooh, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So different idioms here, right? So to put a lid on something, to bottle something up, or to stuff it into a box. All right. So these all mean just to hide something away and not to allow it to be expressed or not to allow it out. So how should men deal with their emotions? Let's read the rest of our article. We're going to start on line 14.
Stripping away the myth about men and emotions. The real question is whether men can own their feelings and still be men, says a psychologist we'll call William. William says, I know that having a full range of emotions is necessary to be mentally healthy, he insists. Emotions help us navigate with more clarity and calmness. If we learn how to feel the hurt and react appropriately. One reason William believes he is right about this involves years of counseling males, including male veterans, from all walks of life. Pushing your emotions away doesn't mean they go away, says William. Any man I've ever worked with can access pain from 60 years ago. Male rage and anger, which are often acted out in society, are likely the culmination of pent-up emotions that intensified over time. If we take a step back and encourage males to cry, vent, and share feelings all along the road of life, it's likely we'll diffuse some of this rage.
So the title of this section is Stripping Away the Myth About Men and Emotions. We see several good words here. What does it mean to strip something away, exactly?
I get this visual image of, you know, you're taking away layers of paint, right? And it's just like removing the stuff on the outside, like a coat of paint, so you can get to the wood, the true core of something.
Right. Yeah. So when you strip something, it just means to remove. Right. So strip away, you're trying to remove. Here we're talking about removing the myth. What is a myth?
Well, myth is, simply put, just something that's not true, something that's fictitious.
Right.
So usually myth is used to describe a lot of, you know, traditional stories that are, like, not true, maybe, like, fantasies, stuff like that, that is very well known.
Right.
So, yeah, myth is something basically that's not true.
Sure. I mean, there are plenty of myths, right? For example, women are not as good of drivers as men, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is a myth because it's not necessarily true, but some people do believe it.
Mm-hmm.
There are, we have like old wives' tales, right? You shouldn't do certain things because, you know, it'll cause this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, when my wife was pregnant, I know a lot of people believe that women shouldn't raise their arms, you know, because they'll lose the baby, or you can't, you know, tap a woman on the shoulder. These are, according to science, they're myths.
So they're like stories that are pushed through the ages, through culture, tradition,
right,
and they're not real.
Yeah.
And then there's something that other people believe in sometimes.
Right. So the myth here that we're talking about is that men shouldn't have emotions, and that if you do have emotions, if you do cry, you're less of a man. And we want to take that away. We want to remove that myth. We want to break that stereotype and help people to understand that you're not less of a man if you cry, if you have emotions, if you feel things. Actually, it makes you, as Albert was saying earlier, you're kind of more of a man, right? So the real question is whether men can own their feelings and still be men. What do you guys think?
Yeah, because emotions is just a part of everybody, and it's not just for females, it's for males, because if they keep bottling it up or just putting it into a box, sooner or later it's going to be full. And what are you going to do with the rest of your emotions? And sometimes people don't handle it in a healthy way, so they use other things to distract their emotions, like alcohol or drugs and stuff like that, and it's not healthy.
Right, right. Yeah. So we hear from a psychologist here, the article calls him William. Again, that's not his real name. Now, William says something really interesting. What does he say, Albert?
He says, I know that having a full range of emotions is necessary to be mentally healthy. And I feel like this is really true, that you should be able to express yourself openly and freely without pressure or persecution, and this way you won't feel like you're judged, and this way you feel like you can communicate with people effectively, and, you know, this way you can let people know what's happening.
Right. You know, when you're mentally healthy, you're kind of aware and you're kind of really connected with reality and you know what's going on. And if you don't have the full range of emotions, you're not really able to deal with what is happening, right? If something tragic happens, if something terrible happens, you need to allow yourself to grieve and to feel that. If you don't allow yourself that process of grieving, that can cause some problems later on in life. Right, and William continues by saying emotions help us navigate with more clarity and calmness. So if we allow ourselves to feel these things, we can think more clearly. If we learn how to feel the hurt and react appropriately. So again, it's not about stuffing things down and being afraid of the anger or the sadness or the frustration, whatever you're feeling. It's learning how to acknowledging those feelings and then knowing how to deal with it in a healthy way, right? So what is one reason Williams believes that he is right?
Well, he believes that he is right because he has experience dealing with males, because he counsels these males, especially male veterans who are people who used to be in the military and have retired. From all walks of life, which means all different kinds of ages.
Right. When we talk about veterans, as Selena was saying, we're talking about people that have been in the army or in the military, and they've probably been in battle, and they've seen a lot of terrible things, probably. You know, and later on in the month, we'll be talking about post-traumatic stress, and a lot of them have this post-traumatic stress, which is just this feeling of anxiety that is left over from the fact that they were in battle, right? And so they have a lot of emotions, but how do they deal with it? Because in the military, you're actually trained to not deal with those emotions, right? You're trained to shut off your emotions and not be emotionally involved. But is that healthy, right? So he spends a lot of time, he has a lot of experience counseling these guys from all walks of life, which just means that they come from different parts of society, they have different backgrounds, all right? Now, he says something interesting here. He says something about pushing your emotions away. What does he say, Albert?
He says how if you push your emotions away, it doesn't mean it's just going to go away. It's not going to magically disappear. Just because it's out of sight, it doesn't mean it's out of your mind.
Right. Yeah. And it says that these men can access pain from 60 years ago. So these things reside in their hearts if you don't deal with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as we were saying earlier, that a lot of the rage and the anger and the different things that have been happening in society lately are likely the culmination, which just means it's been adding up and building up from pent-up emotions that have intensified over time. When we talk about something that's been pent up, we're talking back again about those idioms we were talking about, putting a lid on the pain or stuffing them away or bottling them up, right? So pent up, which just means just it's kind of been stuffed in and you haven't been able to have a healthy release.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you think about, you know, maybe you have like a bottle of soda, right?
Ooh.
And it's kind of capped and you shake it up.
Don't do it.
Right?
Don't do it.
And you don't ever release that pressure,
mm-hmm.
it's going to explode.
Right.
Right? And so if you think about that sense of like you stuffing, mm-hmm. stuffing, eventually you can't stuff anymore. It's just
right.
going to come out in a very, very negative way. So what does our article say at the last sentence? How should we help the males in our society?
It tells us that we should encourage males to cry, vent, and share feelings all along the road of life. It will help diffuse some of this rage.
Mm-hmm. So as they learn how to release their anger, release their pain in healthy ways, it will diffuse, which just means it'll, you know, kind of make it less intense.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of want to point out what is probably the obvious is just that, you know, some people do not like expressing their emotions, and it doesn't make them ineffective when it comes to communicating or less than as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Some people are just that way.
Yeah.
So it's fine. But here specifically, we're talking about, hey, if you have anger or rage or any distress, you should talk about it. You
mm-hmm.
should, you know, confide in your loved ones.
Right.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah. So we're not saying you have to, you have to share your feelings with everyone. But if you do have emotions, learn how to express them in a healthy way. You can write in a journal or something
mm-hmm.
just to get them out and get them off your chest. And we do talk about venting here. And we're going to talk a little bit more about venting tomorrow and when venting goes from being helpful to harmful. So please do come back again tomorrow and join us for day 2 of this article. But for now, we're going to say goodbye. Thanks, everyone.